What if the reality you were programmed to believe were nothing more than an intricate fabric woven by the hands of fate? Would you be able to see through the pattern? Would your five senses alert you to the danger that surrounds you, just out of sight? You'd like to believe that you are the master of your own destiny. You'd like to believe that you chose to hit that play button of your own free will. And you might be right. Or you might be just another thread in the veil.
Like the Greenling was unable to break free, but we still have the Sculpin in formation. Ice Base, we lost the Greenling drone in the current. Please advise.
We're tracking the Greenling and we'll attempt to reroute. Status update on GN and Sculpin on your mark.
Look at it, Maria. My God. Just look at it. Turning on all exterior lights and cameras. Liquid water. And there are currents! They must be created by the changes in water temperature near the vents, but you know what currents mean, don't you? How important they are to life?
I don't. That's why you're here. And right now, it's go time. Don't tell me, tell the audio log. Do your job, Doctor.
Right. This is Dr. Janelle Howard, accompanied by Captain Maria Nieves. We have successfully gained access to the European Ocean below the NASA ice base. Immediately upon entry, we were swept into what can only be described as a massive subsurface current. This was completely unexpected and is as yet unexplained. In theory, currents should not exist or be very minimal in this body of water. On Earth, the massive ocean currents are created by surface winds. However, this is an enclosed environment and therefore should not be affected by surface conditions. My first hypothesis is that the currents may be the result of the massive hydrothermal venting systems on the ocean floor, although that is complete speculation at this point. Also, they could be caused by the huge gravitational pull from Jupiter. Either way, the currents are huge as far as the possibility of life goes. They are, in essence, the spoon that stirs the melting pot. Captain, how fast was that current flowing?
I clocked us at 29 kilometers per hour.
Our captain says we were moving at an astonishing 29 kilometers per hour. That's nearly three times the strongest currents on Earth.
Contact! We have contact!
What was that?
I don't know, but whatever it was huge and fast. Ice Base, we have just made contact with an organic creature of some sort.
I'm playing back the camera feed now.
Ice Base, do you read? We have contact with complex organic life. Please advise.
We've just had our first brush with alien life. This is Dr. Janelle Howard confirming the existence of alien life in the ocean of Europa. Here it is, playing back. There it is! Okay, playing again in slow motion.
Unreal.
It is very real, Captain. In playing this video back, I am able to clearly make out what appears to be a scaled body, roughly 15 meters in length. There, look at that! That's a jaw. That is a fish. A fish! And based on this video, I can say that it appears to be very, very similar to the coelacanth or other lobed fin fish from Earth. Ice Base, are you getting this?
Ice Base, this is the Gelidus nuntius. Do you read?
What do we have on the sonar?
It's... Janelle. This is... This can't be right. I'm showing thousands of readings. Either our sonar is malfunctioning, or...
This ocean is literally teeming with life. Make sure we're recording all sonar readings as well. Whew. I need to take a breath. No words right now.
Figures, now she's quiet.
There is a robust ecosystem here, even more so than Earth's ocean. Do Do you know what that means?
We're never getting off this ice cube?
It means that the chances of life in other galaxies has just dramatically increased. This will change everything. We need to get to the Hades vent as soon as possible and collect as many specimens as we can carry.
I don't think that'll be a problem.
What the hell is going on? Why can we see them but not talk to them?
We are being jammed. We have an incoming vessel.
Vessel? What kind of vessel?
Unidentified.
Impossible.
They're landing on our pad.
Icebase, do you read? This is Captain Jennings Broker from Intacta Aqua requesting permission to enter.
Intacta Aqua? Why are you here? Does NASA know about this? Does the US government know about this?
This is a surprise to us as well, Icebase. We were taking our new machine out for a test drive and started picking up some massive radiation. Not sure where it's coming from, but we decided it was better to chance a landing than to stay up there with our instruments on the fritz. We tried to reach you, but all of our comms are down. Luckily, our resident techie was able to patch into you once we landed.
This is just...
Please identify your vessel and stand by.
We'll give you a full briefing once we're inside. In the meantime, I'd like to get my crew into some more stable conditions as soon as possible.
I'm sorry, but we're in the middle of a life or death operation. You will need to remain where you are until we have our team secured.
This has got to be illegal. Private spacecraft just tooling around up here?
There are no laws governing private space travel. Well, we've got to get them in here.
Are you sure about that?
Get on the horn to NASA and tell them what's going on.
No can do, sir. Like I said, we've got nothing. If you ask me, there's only one thing that could be responsible for this, and it's sitting on our launch pad.
This is ridiculous. All right, Intacta Aqua crew. We're sending a recovery team to you now. Stand by.
Copy that, Icebase. Much obliged.
All right, let's see if we can get through to one of the drones. Try to set up a communications relay.
Whatever you need to do, we need it yesterday.
We are full steam towards the Hades vent system. I think I'm going to rename it Mesopotopia, the cradle of life on Europa. What do you think, Captain?
Sounds good.
I'd like to extend the net attachment and see if we can capture some of the microbiology we're seeing.
It's your call. We can stop now and extend the arm, but it's going to significantly delay us getting to the vent.
No. Let's push on. I'm confident in my hypothesis we'll find what we need there.
I think that's a good call. We're still in hostile territory.
The ocean on Europa was teeming with life. An alien body of pure H2O. And yet, as the captain said, they were in hostile territory. Everything about this place wanted the explorers dead. They were the aliens now, intruding into this exotic and untouched world. And, as with all things in nature, their actions were sure to elicit an equal and opposite reaction. What that might be, the two women had no way of knowing.
Third person? Really?
I'm supposed to document. What's the point of having humans down here if we can't give it our own personal touch? Also, that might be the opening paragraph for my book. Who knows?
I thought so. Why don't you try recording some facts for a few minutes?
Like what?
Like the fact that we've completely lost communication with our base, lost a drone, and have no way of knowing what's happening on the surface.
Well, when you say it like that...
Sorry. I'm just starting to think something is wrong. We've been up here for a year and never had the comms go down for this length of time.
We've also never been in the ocean.
True. Once we get to
Mesopotamia.
Right. Once we get there, I'm going to try to use the drone relay again.
As long as you point it away from us this time.
Ha ha. You know I'm trained in hand-to-hand combat, right?
And I'm trained in the ways of the Force. This is not the doctor you're looking for.
Right. We'll be at the vent in less than 15 minutes. Icebase, do you copy? Nothing.
Time to send the Sculpin ahead to scout for our landing site?
Affirmative.
All right, I'm taking it out of autofollow and going into first-person mode.
Just be careful out there. Take it slow.
Aye, aye, Captain. I have now donned the FPN system. I am seeing the ocean through the eyes and ears of the Sculpin. In the words of T.S. Eliot, We shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time. That's what this is all about, really. It's not about Europa. It's not about science. It's not about finding life on another planet. At its root, this journey, all journeys, are about us. Why are we here? Where did we come from? And what is our true purpose?
Our true purpose is finishing this mission in one piece.
Spoken like a true savant. All right, here we go. I've got the coordinates of the Hades vent locked into my virtual map. Full steam ahead.
Happy hunting.
Ah, you must be Administrator Malik. It's a pleasure to meet you.
I wish I could say the same. Why are you armed? You and your team have endangered the lives of my entire program. I will allow you to stay until we get communications up with NASA and the Army, but you are not welcomed guests. I'll be filing a formal complaint against IA as soon as we have comms.
Whoa! Is that any way to treat your patrons? I think you need to take a step back and have a look at your situation. You need us. We've got the only viable means of transportation off of this rock. What with the radiation spike and all.
We haven't detected any abnormal spikes in radiation in several months.
Must have already corrupted your sensors. See, we're showing that this whole base has been heavily irradiated.
That's absurd! Our rad levels are well below safe inside the base.
Not what our readings were showing on approach. The same radiation field that was jamming us is jamming you too, right?
That's a theory. One just now proposed by you. We have no evidence to suggest it's true. Regardless, please make yourselves at home in our rec area for now and stay out of the way. We're in the middle of the most important mission in human history.
Copy that. Sorry for the intrusion. We'll stay out of your hair.
What the hell was that? Radiation? I'll tell you what's going on here. Those bastards are here to shut us down, and that whole radiation story is a goddamn cover. Sir, we need to come up with a plan right now, or they're gonna pull the plug on us.
What do you mean? You think they were sent here by IA on purpose?
I've seen it before. I was on a classified mission in the South Pacific when sonar hit on what we suspected was an alien craft sitting at a depth of 20,000 feet. G5T Merc showed up and took control of the operation. That was the first time I saw the Greenling drone in action. It was also the first time I met Jennings' broker. We need to buy Janelle and Maria as much time as we can. If we don't figure out a way around their jamming pronto, I don't think it's gonna matter what they find.
Where are they now?
I'm showing that they are on schedule. The Scalpin is almost at the vent system and GN is close behind.
What about the Greenling?
Headed back toward the GN. Looks like the current took it about 20 miles south of the vent.
What about doing a moon bounce?
EME? How does that help us underwater?
No. I'm saying if we use that theory, bouncing radio waves off a flat surface like the moon or an ocean floor.
Could work as a rudimentary method. Maybe at least get some Morse to them.
Do it. And everyone, no matter what happens from here on out, we do our jobs. Let's stay focused.
I'm closing in on the vent system. The closer we get, the more life we're encountering. We have now obtained video documentation of at least 20 distinct species of aquatic life. The majority of the species closely resemble prehistoric Earth animals, although I've seen many things that are indescribable. I'm seeing what appears to be a light on the horizon.
Light?
That's correct. A purplish-blue, most likely phosphorescent light. Oh my god. This is the most beautiful landscape I've ever seen. Are you seeing what I'm seeing on the monitor, Maria?
Yes.
I'm approaching the Hades vent system, and it appears that some form of phosphorescent coral is completely surrounding the fissure. There must be miles of it. Oh my god, did you see that?
No, I'm still piloting the real ship in case you forgot.
Good to know. I just saw... There it is again. It's a school of bioluminescent fish. It looks like... I can't... can't even describe how beautiful it is. I literally have no words.
All we need is one living sample of something, and we can get out of here and be heroes later. How about a good landing site?
Yes, landing site. Yeah. But it's just so incredibly beautiful. The life, the complex ecosystem. I can't believe I'm here. I can't. Okay. I'm gonna go find a spot next to this coral and we can grab a small sample. Alright, I've located a landing zone. Just follow the beacon to me and we should be able to get more than enough.
Well done, Doctor. Janelle? You alright?
I just need a second to take all this in. The implications are staggering. Who knows how intelligent life on this moon might be? It appears to be at least as complex as life in our ocean, if not more advanced. I feel lightheaded.
It's okay. We're doing fine. Just take nice, slow breaths and focus on a single point on your control panel.
I'm all right. I'm sorry. This is just so much more than I could have ever expected.
Drink some water, little sips. This is what we wanted, right?
It is.
It's a good thing.
Okay, I'm good. How long until we reach the landing site?
Probably about 10 minutes. Come in, Icebase. Do you read? Fubar.
So tell me again why you're here.
We were checking on a few of our assets in the asteroid belt. Turns out this little system is a real treasure trove. Started getting hit with some nasty radiation waves once we got near your satellite moons. We think Io might be causing it.
Io? That's just not possible. We've been close to its orbit multiple times and never had any issues.
Gerard.
Yes, Captain.
This is Gerard Moulton, one of the top planetary radiologists in the world. He believes that Io has been having an adverse effect on your team for some time now. I mean, Rowan. What were you thinking, sending those women down there with so little prior investigation? Surely you know how wildly erratic that decision seems.
What? What are you trying to infer?
Rowan, didn't you get the message from Earth telling you to halt the exploration?
Halt exploration? That's what I've been trying to get you jerk-off bosses to do for months. They're the ones who pushed this mission through. The fact that NASA and the Marine Corps went along with it is beyond me. Which reminds me, I've got two women under that crust right now that I need to get back alive. If you'll excuse me. Move out of my way, you! Ah! You! What are you?
Gerard, looks like you were right. They're all exhibiting signs of mental degradation. Good thing we got here when we did. Let's round up the rest of them and wipe the slate clean. Lock and load, gentlemen. If they want to come peacefully, you can use the lethal injectors. If not, just make damn sure your pulse rifles don't blow a hole in anything. We still need to get that sub back to us in one piece.
Come on. Yes! All right, team, I've got a message looping for Janelle and Maria. You all just saw and heard on monitor what they did to Rowan. This is a straight-up coup. They're gonna come in here and kill us unless we can get the jump on them. Jacobs, did you lock us out of control of the sub?
Yes, I cut off our command capabilities completely. They're on their own. God help them.
Okay, good. Get on either side of the door. Hurry. We'll try to overpower them at the entrance.
All right, fellas. It looks like we've got a pro. What the fuck?
What the fuck do you think you're doing? Kicking your ass!
Oh, God. Jacobs. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Anyone? Oh, fuck. Oh, no. Okay. Come on. Please work.
All right. We are touching down in 3, 2, 1. Oh. Wow.
In yet another startling display of advanced biological life, the Coralesque system surrounding our landing site at the Hades vent just changed from a bright violet to a brilliant orange. If I were to make a hypothesis, I would say that it appears to be a warning system of sorts, as all of the native species immediately scattered as soon as the bioluminescence changed.
If it's got a warning system, wouldn't that mean there's something out here to be warned about?
That would stand to reason, yes. We've already seen some massive life forms. I wouldn't be surprised to experience super predators, especially with this much food source nearby.
I'm gonna set the sculpting to perimeter security mode just in case. Don't need us ending up like Jonah.
That story, while being a fine allegory, is scientifically impossible. There is no air inside a stomach. The only gas that might exist would be methane, which wouldn't be much help. Not to mention that fish have stomachs filled with digestive enzymes. Myth busted.
Ugh. Even more reason not to end up fish food.
I concur.
Ready to deploy the utility arms?
Yes. I'm going to take a sample of this coral-type formation. I'm sorry for having to cut you, but if we can get this back to NASA, then no one will be able to hurt you ever again.
What the hell was that?
This coral is not happy. The entire system is strobing red. I've never seen anything like it. Got it. Sewing in the containment unit. We did it.
Save the celebration, Doctor. I've got a bad feeling about this.
It could be a warning for a vent eruption.
Do you have what you need to make your report?
Absolutely. We've got a living specimen.
I'm bringing the Sculpin back into follow formation. The Greenling is almost back to us as well. We'll get out of range of the vent. Once it blows, we'll scout an exit point in GTFO.
I'm not certain that that's what's going on.
I'd like to clear the area regardless. We're good, right?
We got what we came for, but I have a feeling I may never get the chance to get back here. We've come so far,
We're not even close to being out of here yet. Once we think we're in a stable location, we can reassess. Sound good?
Of course. This is, without a doubt, Anthozoa. Gorgonian, to be exact. Look at the oversized polyps. How is that even possible? We've discovered 40 billion Earth-like planets with similar-sized suns out there. So far, just in our one tiny dust cloud, we've now confirmed carbon-based life on 3 celestial bodies. The implications are staggering.
Now we wait.
This is Dr. Janelle Howard of the Europa Submersible Vessel Gelidus Nuntius. By our estimation, we may be about to witness a vent eruption. We have secured what appears to be a form of Gorgonian soft coral. It really looks like a sea fan. This branch-like invertebrate was spread for kilometers all around the seafloor surrounding the Hades vent. Amazingly, even though I severed it from the rest of its colony, it's still strobing colors as if it were attached. We believe that the strobing colors may be a form of environmental alert system. When we landed, it changed colors. Then after a tremor near the vent, the entire system started strobing bright red. Hey, it's the Greenling. She came back to us.
Great. Sync it back to us and we'll try to make a relay with both drones.
Synced. What are its eyes doing?
Maybe it took some damage in the current? Looks like it's short-circuiting. Hold on. That's Morse.
Look, the Sculpin is doing it too. It's different, though.
If I'm reading this right, it says...
What?
Just give me a second. Oh my god. iSpace, do you read?
What, is that really Morse? Took you long enough, Rohan.
It's not from Rowan. It's from Hollander. It says, mission compromised. IA has taken over ice base. Not safe to return to surface.
What? What is that? Are you sure?
Yeah, that's what it says. Those fucks!
That can't be right. They couldn't just take over a NASA program. It would start an all-out war.
It wouldn't be the first war they fought over water.
Shit, what do we do?
We stay calm. We work together. We figure this out. Let me see what the Sculpin is saying. It's from Hollander. He says... No. Oh my god. He says they're... all dead. The whole team. He's the only one left.
This is insane. Did I pass out? Is this a hallucination? Is this all a nightmare?
It's a nightmare, all right. The worst kind. The real kind.
No, this can't be happening. We're gonna die down here.
No, no. He gave me the updated codes for the relay hack. He knew exactly what I was thinking. Let me see that control pad. All right, here goes nothing. iSpace, do you read?
Yeah, I'm here, Maria. How are you holding up?
We copy. Tell me I was reading the Morse wrong.
They're all dead. Everyone's dead. I landed with a Merc ship, and they killed Rowan first. We surprised them at the door, and I don't know how much longer I have. Ah, I gotta get onto their ship so I can disable their jamming apparatus. I just gotta get word out to Earth. Ah!
Danny, there's a full med kit in my locker. Can you get to it?
Good to hear you, Doc. Yeah, I'll get to it. But...
We know, Hollander. No way to operate the retrieval vehicle with one man. We know.
I'm sorry, Cap.
Go patch yourself up, Seaman. Then get on board that ship and let the world know what happened here.
I will do, Doc. I'm putting you through my headset. Alright, do you read me?
We read you.
Okay.
I got the med bag open. What do I need?
What kind of a wound is it?
Plasma bolt to the abdomen.
Come again?
They had plasma rifles. Easy for you to say.
There should be an IV bag right on top. You need to get some fluids into you ASAP.
I don't think it's fluids that I need. There's a hole burned just about right through me.
Fluids! It's an emergency hydrator. Just strap the bag on your shoulder and stick the needle as close to your vein as you can get it. It'll self-guide once injected.
Okay. Wow, yeah! I can feel it.
Good. Now I want you to get the burn pads out. They look like big bandages.
Uh-huh, got them. Can I just stick them on me?
Yep.
Okay. Ah. Whew. Is it supposed to feel like getting raked by a bunch of knives?
That's a good sign. It means that not all of the tissue is dead.
All right. I just need to suit up and get to that ship. I didn't ask. Did you find anything down there?
We did. More than we could have ever imagined.
I'll be damned.
It doesn't sound good. Keep him talking.
Oh, all right. I'm about to suit up. I might lose you for a minute or two.
Take it easy. You're injured. Don't overexert yourself.
Come in, Hollander. Well, I guess that's that. Boy, never thought I'd go out like this. So who's gonna eat who?
Janelle?
No, it's fine. I was sizing up your calves already anyway.
Yeah, well, you know.
I've never told you this before, but I think you're the baddest chick I know.
Oh, God. What are we gonna do, Maria?
I don't know, hon.
What do we do?
I suppose we could start a drone fighting ring.
You're really funny.
I get funny when I know I'm about to die.
Okay, let's see what we got. And he said there would be light. And there was light! Okay, where you at? Boom! New it! Jamming deactivated! Can you hear me now, Captain?
Yes. Hollander, we hear you loud and clear.
Good deal. All right, give me 1 second. Okay. What? This is insane. This can't be what they're actually doing. What?
What you got up there, Hollander?
Nothing good. Looks like... shit. This ship's a mining vessel. They had orders to retrieve the sub and the drones. Any information that might be valuable in the future and then abort. Fuck. Immediately. They got drones pushing asteroids towards us right now. I'm pulling up their last communique. Here it is.
Mr. Broker, I assume you've been briefed. What further questions do you have?
None, sir. The mission is crystal clear. Prevent, capture, kill. Prevent any data supporting claims of life from leaving Europa. Capture any tech, research, specimens, etc. Kill everyone.
Good. The asteroid is on the way, and it will be making impact in less than 3 hours, whether your team is still there or not. Don't let me down, Jennings.
Oh, shit.
That's the understatement of the millennium. They're going to wipe out the entire base.
And blame it on an asteroid.
Fucking bastard.
Hey, Hollander, help me out a little with this. The Hades geyser spews ice all the way into space, right?
Affirmative.
How much thrust do you think we'd need to pull off the heist of the century?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about blowing this popsicle stand.
Escape velocity is about 2.03 kilometers per second.
We are supposed to exit the crack after the eruption, though. This sub isn't a spaceship.
No, but it's designed after one. I think the pressure unit and the life support would be able to take it.
Okay, but we'd still need to be going almost 4,000 miles per hour.
It could work.
How?
If you rode the plume as far as you could, and detonated the drones at peak altitude. Well, the force from the explosion could, theoretically, be enough to put you out of the atmosphere.
Are you serious? Detonate the drones? Like a nuclear explosion?
Exactly like a nuclear explosion.
It could work. And if it did, well, I could possibly pick you up. The ship has grab-and-go capabilities for rocks way bigger than the GN. Oh, shit. But we can't wait for Old Faithful to explode. These comets are coming in hot. We got less than 10 minutes, judging by this feed.
Luck be a lady.
You really think this will work?
Better to burn up than to fade away.
My, my, hey, hey.
Rock and roll is here to stay.
It's the only shot we've got.
Like I said before, I trust you, Maria.
I think we can do this. But we have to do it now.
I'm in. For Rowan.
For all of them. All right, buckle up. We're headed back.
Put in the drones and follow formation.
Okay, just make sure that drone is far enough away before you blow it. And make sure to blow it before you reach peak altitude, otherwise you're fighting gravity. I just want to say, it's been a goddamn honor serving with you both. I hope to see you up here shortly. I'll be waiting.
If I can fly this thing, that is.
You got this. You're the second best pilot in the world.
No laughing. Okay. I'm taking off. I'll see you in the stars, Gelidus Nuntius.
GN out.
Prepare for takeoff in T-minus 90 seconds.
Boy, talk about user-friendly. Here we go.
Wow. Look at the coral. It's rainbow strobing.
Yeah, what's that mean?
I'd say it most likely means our ride is right on time.
Cowabunga, we're almost over the plume.
Goodbye, darlings. I hope we get to see each other again when we're all space dust again.
Not for a long time. Okay, we're over the crack. I want the drones to hang back until it blows. I'm inputting the self-destruct key now. Good to go. I'm gonna have my hands full just trying to keep us in one piece. I need you to run the drones. Once it blows, wait for my mark before you have the drones follow. You need to be on it no matter what happens.
I'm your Huckleberry. The coral just went dark.
Shit! Was it a false alarm?
Falling, Captain.
We most certainly are not.
There goes the neighborhood. And so, the story of the Gelidus Nuntius was ended. But the story of Europa has just begun. The women had escaped seemingly insurmountable odds on their journey and had come out alive. That, in itself, should tell us all something about the strength of life and the will of its creations. The women of the Gildas Nuntius had succeeded in their mission, and so much more. To our lost friends, to getting justice for the ones responsible, and to life in all its wonderful and fucked up forms.
Stand by, GN. I'm coming around now. Prepare to be nabbed. Welcome aboard, Captain. Doctor.
How precious are the moments of our lives? How fleeting. Have you ever stopped to consider what you might do if the comets were coming for you? Would you take the hit and go silently into that good night? Or would you take the chance and ride the wave from the depths of hell straight into the heavens? Are you living life to the absolute fullest? Or are you merely a passenger in someone else's sub? Do you believe in fate? In destiny? In love? I challenge you to look beyond the mundane and take that first step. A leap of faith, you might call it. And not to worry, there is nowhere to fall. For all that surrounds us is the veil. The Veil is created, narrated, and directed by Matt Fowler and is a co-production with Vox Studios. Vox Studios is a Los Angeles-based audio post-production and production studio with state-of-the-art audio recording facilities that offer a variety of services in a multitude of languages. Mention The Veil to receive special pricing on your next project. Visit www.voxstudios.com for more information. Vox Studios, a voice for every language. This episode of The Veil was written by Matt Fowler. The Veil theme song, Electric Revolution, was composed by Ben Milchev. The voice of Dr. Janelle Howard is Aaron Stegman. The voice of Captain Maria Nieves is Delilah Kujala. The voice of Technician Hollander is Fraser Reed. The voice of Administrator Malik is Phil Hirsch. The voice of Mr. Chen is Eddie Sean. The voice of Jennings Broker is Chuck McLean. The recording engineer for this episode was Ben Milchev. The mixing engineer and sound designer is Bernardo Passerino. The original score for this episode was composed by Alessandro Januzzi. You can follow us on Twitter at Veil Audio. If you would like to support The Veil and other Vox podcasts, please visit us on Patreon. Be sure to tune in for our season finale, airing Thursday, May 30th. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, perception is everything.